It helps rural communities grow. It gives farmers some certainty. It puts in place important reforms.
President Obama at Michigan State University Friday signing the new farm bill and spending a lot of time outlining some of what that bill contains, including reforms in how farmers are supported by the government.
This bill helps to clamp down on loopholes that allowed people to receive benefits year after year, whether they were planting crops or not. And it saves taxpayers hard-earned dollars by making sure that we only support farmers when disaster strikes or prices drop. It's not just automatic. This farm bill includes things like crop insurance so that when a disaster like the record drought that we're seeing across much of the West hits our farmers, they don't lose everything they've worked so hard to build. This bill helps rural communities by investing in hospitals and schools, affordable housing, broadband infrastructure, all the things that help attract more businesses and make life easier for working families. This bill supports businesses working to develop cutting-edge biofuels, like some of the work that's being done here at Michigan State. That has the potential to create jobs and reduce our dependence on foreign oil. It boosts conservation efforts so that our children and grandchildren will be able to enjoy places like the Mississippi River Valley and Chesapeake Bay. It supports local food by investing in things like farmers markets and organic agriculture, which is making my wife very happy. And when Michelle's happy, I don't know about everybody being happy, but I know I'm happy.
The bill puts in cost-saving reforms in the food stamp, so-called SNAP program, without cutting people from the program because, as the president has said repeatedly,
any farm bill I sign must include protections for vulnerable Americans, and this bill does that. I'm now going to sign this farm bill.
The president used 11 pens to sign the bill. Now it becomes the Agriculture Department's job to implement it. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.